Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today. Conversation never on a block.
Meet me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars
open.
Bars, bars, bars.
Meet me.
Meet me.
Meet me by the bar.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast for the conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm your boy, C4.
And I'm your girl, Drinks by Tony.
Of course. And we're back with another episode. Today we got another guest who's not inspiring. He's been doing this shit for a minute, so I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, my name is Anthony, also known by AD, owner and founder of High Quality Mobile Detailing.
So... doing the detailing thing. We going to take a shot. You want to take a little?
Yeah.
Owner and operator of a mobile detailing company. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about today, the business of mobile detailing. And what made you get into mobile detailing?
Like, one thing when I started is just the love for cars. Just always grew up with the love for cars. You know what I mean? Grew up with my pops always having new cars and keeping his car clean. So
that's where it started at.
Yeah, so when I was younger, just always helping him out. So once I got older, I was like, yeah, I need to get my own car for sure.
Your own car? Yeah. To clean the cars or your own?
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, to be able to clean them. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Tony, that's what's up. Okay. So before you was doing mobile detailing, like, what were you doing?
What got me into is really I was in solar installation.
Oh, okay. Boom.
So, yeah, working on the roofs every day, you know what I mean? So I just really got tired of getting laid off from different companies. You know, that's just how they do with
right.
the solar, you know, just once like winter time, like not really like winter time, something like that. They start laying people off. And, you know, I worked for 2 years for one company. And I was like, man, you know what? What could I do to work for myself? You know what I mean? So me and my boy was sitting washing our cars. You know, my boy's a barber. You know what I mean? So I'm mm-hmm. like, what could I do? You know, I see you guys in control of your destiny. You guys in control of your income, your life. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is what you good at. So I'm like, what could I do? My boy like, man, I think you should start your own car wash or something like that. You know what I mean? So I was looking at like a stationary, you know, like a, not even like a drive-thru, but
right.
like, you know, like a shop basically.
So people can pull up and get mm-hmm. their car washed?
Yeah, they could just pull up. So I'm like, okay, well, I can't really, you know, do that one right now. And I ain't got the right, you know, paperwork and all that. So
right.
So I said, you know, I kept looking on YouTube, just learning on YouTube.
University of YouTube.
So I just looked up car wash businesses, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So. And I seen the mobile detail. I'm like, okay, he got his own van. He got a truck. I see they got their van wrapped. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing all their equipment. I'm like, okay, let me see. You know, so I started looking at, you know, how much they make and what it takes get your first, you know, your first setup and everything like that. So
did your due diligence. Thank
yeah.
you. That's his, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, did your homework. YouTube be getting people where they need to be at. That should be getting people where the fuck they need to be at.
Nah, yeah, YouTube for sure. I fell in love with the video. I was just studying it every mm-hmm. day, just every day. Just
what you
got
to get, how to do it.
Really seeing, like, the equipment, you know what I mean? I started looking up vans, just going on Craigslist, looking up vans and trucks or whatever, you know what I mean? So I really have to.
My question is, how do y'all wash without water hose? Like, y'all get the car squeaky clean, but I don't see where the water come from.
So I have a 100-gallon water tank in my van.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's spot free water too. I pay for water. I go to this detail company, get all my supplies. and they sell the water, you know what I mean? So I go fill up my tank. Mm-hmm. And it basically just goes from my tank to the pressure washer, to the reel, and then out like that.
Oh, okay.
So the water in the car. Yeah.
Water in the car. I always walk away. When they come, I do it at work. So they wash the car in the parking lot, not going in my job or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where'd they get the water from?
Nah, see, some people, like, they don't know. Like, if they're not used to mobile detailing, if they've never booked a mobile detailer before, they say, well, I have, like, water, or you can use my hose, is what they'll say. You can use my hose, or you can plug in. I don't know. This high quality. Nah, I come with everything I need, you know.
So is the water different from the water that you would use at somebody's house?
Yeah, it's filtered. It's just filtered. It's just filtered water, basically. It's they put, like, some type of
bougie-ass
chemical in it, or just, you know, I can't leave no water spots or nothing like that. Okay. Especially working in the heat, you know. Working in the heat, you can't use no tap water, not high quality, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I thought some people do tap into the house though. I seen some shit like that on YouTube. They tap into the house with the water hose.
They have like adapters that you could hook up. They even have like solutions that you could even if you like fill your water tank up with tap water, there's like solutions you could put in there that are just, you know.
Is that more cost efficient?
I never tried it like that. Okay. You know, I just like buying water and just paying for it. You said,
fuck it. This is what
top
it is.
Yeah, top of the line. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I like doing.
How long you been doing it?
I'm going on 8 years.
As a mobile detailer?
I'm going on 8 years, yeah.
Damn!
So it's just over 7, for sure.
Yeah. 8 years?
You have employees, or is it just you by yourself?
It's been me the entire 8 years. Has just been me. I've never had help, not one day. You know what I mean? So I just was just mastering my craft. So I feel like, you know, I'm building my brand, so I want to master my craft. And then be able to train somebody. You know what I mean? I can't train somebody if
you don't. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Do you feel like you got a lot more to learn when it comes to it?
There's always room to learn. There's always room to learn. I'm learning things all the time. There's always new, new equipment that's coming out, new solutions like that's coming out. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
The car wash is like masseuse, like you only can do so much a day.
I mean it depends. Like if
it's a good day for you.
A good day, I would say maybe like a full detail to works and maybe like a wax job after or before, something like that.
How many cars?
That's two. That would be two cars. I would spend like 4 to 5 hours on one car.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I spent 4 hours on just the interior. I didn't even touch the outside yet. You know what I mean?
Everything,
top to bottom.
Do you ever take seats and stuff up?
I have before, like old school or something like that.
Oh, okay. I seen somebody do that on YouTube. I seen them take bus it down. For sure.
It gets deep. I do, you know, the engine bay to where.
Oh, okay.
Everything, the trunk. You know, I make sure everybody has their car. Emptied of all personal items, you know what I mean? So we're going to get it thorough in here.
I'm about to get it squeaky clean with that thing.
Getting it thorough. It's high quality. Yeah, anybody that follow my Instagram, they know my work. They say I cure anxiety just watching my story.
For real? I see you got some ASMR, what is it called?
ASMR.
I need to start making some more content like that, for sure.
That's dope.
I will watch it. I watch them cleaning iPhones.
How long do your reels be when you put them out?
I do like a minute, a 90 seconds or a minute, you know what I mean? Because, you know, some people, they on the move, they just scroll in. So you really want to
catch
their attention real quick, give them what they, show them what you could do and just, you know.
Okay. Did you go to school for it to do it?
I've went to classes, you know, like my supply store, they'll do like seminars, basically, like polishing the buffing, the ceramic coating, and which the ceramic coating, that's top dog right there. Mm. You know what I mean? That's when you master the ceramic coating. That's where the real the quality is. That's where the real money is. So
okay, my boy, definitely. Getting to the thick of it.
For sure,
that's dope.
obviously it's good money. You've been consistent for eight years.
I love what I do. I love what I do, man. You know, and I still got room to grow. You know what I mean? So I still, once I get a shop, and then.
You actually want to have like a pull up?
Yeah, for sure. You could bring at least two cars in and then where I could, you know.
Do your shit.
Really do the polishing. Then, huh?
Do the polishing and doing the ceramic coating indoor. You know what I mean? So some people do it outside. Sometimes it's okay to do it outside, but you really want to, you know, be indoors with it. So when you got your own shop.
How do you feel about doing like setting up like a regular drive-through car washing where, like they had drive it through, you have the water and then
it would never high quality would never have no drive-through bristles, no all that drive-through, you know, that's you know, it's
he says fuck them
bristles. That's cheap work.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, you know what I mean?
And, okay.
You know, sometimes it's okay for certain people, you know, maybe mobile detailing is not in somebody's budget for the week or something like that, and they just want to rinse their car off real quick or something.
What about a cheaper option? Like for people who want to still do high quality, but they want to not do the wax and all that stuff. They want the clean and the inside simple real quick.
That's cool. Yeah. We provide whatever the customer needs. I provide customer satisfaction guarantee. I don't leave until you're done. All my clients know. That's one of my quotes. I won't leave until you're satisfied. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So. You ever get those people that be like, man, it's just no one spot that I just. So,
yeah, you do. You get something like that, you know, but some people may not understand, like, it could be something that may need to be polished out or something like that. And I go, you know, that's not really a part of the service. Mm-hmm. As far as the regular basic wash, you know, we can do a spot buffing or we can do it, but that's what upsells are for.
Oh, okay,
that's
gotcha.
What upsells are for, you know what I mean? But yeah, you get what you pay for, you know what I mean? You can't order a basic car wash but then expect the full detail out of it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So
8 years. Well, you've been rocking.
It's coming up, man.
So what areas you work?
You know, I started out in Long Beach for sure. You know, where I go to Compton, all the work from Inglewood, I would say Inglewood to Anaheim are like my stomping grounds.
Okay.
Yeah, all the way from LA to the OC.
That's lit. Yeah. 8 years is crazy. I didn't know it was that long, man. Let's take a shot to that, man. Yeah. I done drunk my little juice.
Oh, you want a real shot. A little buzz.
You put Stintina on this? Oh, what's this one?
These shots by Tony right here.
Yeah, I've been feeling
a little buzz. A little buzz. Tony.
Oh, you want your mascara?
Nah, I'm good with that. Everything's good. You know, I drink everything here. Yeah. You got yours or you good?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You don't have to. I'm just asking the question.
I can't do it. I gotta do it with y'all.
You gotta take a shot for this 8 years, though.
8 years.
I didn't know it was that long, man. So, shout out to you for that. Yeah. I'm not above you or below you. I'm right with you. Yeah, you got right with it, nigga. You got right with it. You know what's up. Even the nail is smooth.
Yeah, I'm gonna
get a shot of that one next. Sure. You had that nail? I know you had the
Reposado. I had the Reposado. I only had the Reposado.
Yeah, you had the Reposado.
Repo.
Repo. I only had. That's dope, though, man. 8 years, mobile detailing. What would you give, like, what kind of advice would you give somebody that's, like, trying to come into mobile detailing, like?
I would say if this is something that you really want to do, you're going to have to really stay dedicated to this. You know what I mean? You got to be somebody that's used to using machinery and working outdoors in the heat and just have the love and the drive for it. You know what I mean? Because mobile detailing, as far as being an operator, you know, it's really not for everybody. You know
it's tedious and it's hard work.
It's really tedious. You really have to be on every inch of every.
I remember washing my car, like to sit outside and put my car on the grass. Now I wash my car. Mm-hmm. I had to get every little thing, but the inside never was touched. It's just all outside action. So yeah. I can already imagine the inside brush and scrub. You did my car before, so yeah, I seen it firsthand. Sure. So
brought it back to life, boy.
Yeah,
yeah. That's it.
Brought it back to life. Shining. Yeah.
It's clean.
So I know that, but Jesus, so deep dedication.
So what do you do in the wintertime? Since, you know, it's raining.
Downtime,
so
yeah.
What I do is I promote waxing and ceramic coating to protect your paint for the rain. You know, I have a wax that lasts 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To where I use even the bead up spray to where any water that just lands, so it just rolls right off. Mm-hmm. Rolls right off. Or it makes it easier to maintain while you wash it. You know what I mean?
We're going to have to put some of these little things up here so people can see this, because I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know you can do that and have it to where, okay, now I know how to take care of my...
All year long, then.
Definitely. You know, I mean, when it's obviously raining, you know what I mean?
It's going to be slow, for sure.
It's going to be slow. Yeah, it's slow days. It's definitely slow days with the detail. It is ups and downs, you know what I mean? Especially trying to learn your equipment, learn different cars.
Wait, what's the difference in cars? Then they just like this. I mean, you gotta paint and you gotta interior.
Well, as far as like the textures inside, you know what I mean? You got the fabric, you got leather, you got suede, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Hmm. Yeah.
To know what products to use on
exactly,
different
to know what products to use for sure. You can.
What's the most expensive car you worked on?
I worked on the Lamborghini. I worked on the Rolls Royce.
Though you were on the Double R?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Worked on the Rolls Royce. G-Wagons, Corvettes, you know. So.
You're going big with it. So ain't nothing you can't do.
Nah, ain't nothing I can do. Ain't nothing I can't do, for sure.
What is one of the, I know I'm shooting these motherfuckers off because I got a lot of questions, I'm sorry. Obstacles, like some cars, like you said, you got like the different textures of interior.
Mm-hmm.
When is the time that you actually ran into one of those situations and when you messed up? Have you messed up before?
Not as far as like messed up somebody's like seats or anything like that. I ain't never messed up nobody's.
Yeah, okay. So you ran into obstacles and you figure it out. Like, before I touch this, I want to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
That's dope. Shit, that's hard. To work on like fucking crushed velvet and all that shit, like
that's a boy.
Exactly.
Before your appointments, you do like a consultation. You haven't seen pictures because you can't.
I do.
You can't price them.
I really do, especially like if somebody tells me like an older year or something like that, or tell me they just got it, they just bought it. Some people like would just buy their car from an auction or. You know, they just want me to come get it back right. I sanitize, do the sanitize and everything. Like, especially during the pandemic and stuff like that, I was promoting the sanitizing, you know, in the cars.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
So, straight, what's the worst job you ever done?
You know what? Every time I think I've done one, somebody else, another one comes. Yeah, another one comes. You know, but I've seen it all.
Yeah.
I've seen it all. If you could think of it in a car, I've seen it, and I've had to clean it out. You know what I mean?
I was about to shoot some, but oh, no.
Nah, yeah. You know, stuff. That,
Some shit. Yeah. Damn.
I've had to clean down there everything. I've seen it all.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I mean, it's good that you can be like, okay, this is why you wanted me to clean it. I got it. Do you upcharge them for that though? Like,
I have. Oh, for sure.
Look, you didn't tell me it was this.
Yeah, especially like pet hair, like dog hair. A lot of times, like when people text me, if they don't know about my website or something, they'll text me. I always like to call people. They book a full detail. I call them, ask them, hey, can they send me pictures? Just so I can see what I need to bring. You know, do you have a special air freshener that you would like or anything like that? So,
that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you be on top of your customer service there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's going to bring them back.
We need that.
Yeah. Always returning clients. Because that's the beauty of it. You know, once one person sees how good their car came out, and then, you know, they said, it's just referrals, you know, word of mouth. You know, this person will tell this person. So, That's really how I build my clientele.
How do you promote your deals and stuff, like when you're doing certain things, like for the winter and stuff?
Social networks, really, or I'll tell people in person while I'm, you know, when the time is coming, I give them a warning. Like, hey, you know, winter time.
On top of that shit.
Yeah, winter time is coming. We're going to, it's about time. We're going to have to, you know, put some clay bar on your paint, put some wax on it. So, yeah, I love it. But the social networks is everything, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. That's crazy. I'm still stuck on 8 years. It don't even seem like that long.
Right, yes, almost been. 2017, I started April 12th, 2017. It was my grand opening day.
Was I doing a podcast around that time?
I don't remember.
No, it probably been an idea. I've done a lot of shit, so you ain't gonna tell what the fuck I was doing at that time.
Top producer, you was top producer.
Yeah, top, yeah. Crazy shit, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Man. Mobile detailing. What do you have any? Do you feel like you got a lot of competition out here?
I mean, so the thing with, there's a lot of mobile detailers out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's kind of like picking up as far as like I'm seeing a lot of new people becoming detailers. Not a lot of new IGs coming out. You know, meeting people at my supply store. But I don't see no competition. No one else really sees competition. All my detail buddies, man, we ain't no hate, no nothing. Mm-hmm. We all hang out, we all talk, we refer people to
detail,
each other.
You got detail buddies? Like, it's like a little click?
Yeah.
Hey, Spank, money for everybody.
He got another click, Spank. You about to holler at him. let's say
one of us is overbooked for the day or something.
Yeah, y'all farm out for me.
Yeah, or if I'm not working today, I'll just refer one of my boys to go over there and take care of him, or
that's
vice
lit.
Versa.
Isn't it? Like that, yeah. So do you feel like you need like people to work for you, like if you got that, or
it's coming you know, once business like really starts like just flowing in, you know what I mean, then I'm gonna start looking for somebody to train with me, and then once I do that, then obviously I'm gonna hire another person and buy a new van, you know, to where I operate one van and maybe have somebody helping me in mine and have a whole another van, you know. But the goal is to have a fleet.
Yeah, that's dope. I've seen a lot of, I don't know what the name of the YouTube is, but he was saying how much like a mobile detailer make, like crazy. Like,
You could make a lot. You can.
What's the most you made in a month?
In a month?
Yeah. Like, you was like, oh, yeah, this that shit. Let me,
whoa. Like, I ain't trying to throw no numbers out there.
I don't remember.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate. Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
You didn't even know money? Is that much money?
No, it ain't.
I just want to know a number, like the most you've made in a month, 1 month. You've been doing it for 8 years. You know, was, 1 month is like, nigga, this crazy. I'm going to go to Jamaica. Like, I'm about to go blow this bag.
Probably pay like seven.
Seven bands?
Yeah.
That's cool. Seven. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's like, yeah. 7,000.
And that's all him by hand.
Yeah, that's all me by myself. But see, what you got to remember is still everything comes out of pocket.
Right.
All my gas, all my supplies, that gas, I know, Joe, everybody know how I gas.
What?
You know? So I got to run my van. I have to run my pressure washer, my generator. You know, plus all the supplies, you know, the water, everything still comes out of pocket, you know. So what I do is I just make sure I put, you know, how much I need for my supplies,
my gas,
everything to the
side. Business.
And
you
just pay myself like an allowance, basically, for the month.
That's lit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's business. You got to know what you paying out to make sure what you're keeping. The net.
In the beginning, I wasn't really like on top of it. You know what I mean? As far as like keeping up with how much I was making in a month or a year. You know what I mean?
Just going day by day.
I was just going day by day because every day is different. Even still to right now. You know what I mean? Every day you make a different amount. Every day you do a different amount of cars. Every day.
So how do you keep up with your expenses?
Basically, just different accounts. Just put it. Just, you know, I get paid through, like, whatever app people use, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo. I got all the apps, you know, anything. So.
And it all goes into one account? And then you figure
it
out.
Just to the business account, and then,
Add it up with your invoice. Add your invoices up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
That's what's up. Lit.
Yeah, almost 8 years, man.
8 years is That's an accomplishment, bro. You're almost a decade in.
I done came a long way. This is my second van, my second setup.
When I was installing solar,
you know what I mean?
That's, you took all that money.
So, exactly. Like, when they did the layoffs, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay. So, I just took the little layoff money, and I bought my first van, my first setup, and I just, you know, started.
So, you said your second. What happened to the first one?
I sold it. It was like the commercial Astro van, and somebody broke into it.
Mm-hmm.
They broke my window, stole all my equipment out.
Those are easy to get into.
That's one thing. Yeah, because it's the Astro van, the passenger with the windows on the side. So I just took the seats out, put my equipment in the back. So I had to sell that one. So now I got the commercial van, you know, the white commercial van with it wrapped on the side. So
yeah. It's easy. It's a time to try to get into that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's one thing people got to look for. Like, they looking to start the business, make sure you keep your van somewhere safe. Like, it don't matter if it's in a driveway, in another car blocked off. Like,
somebody lurking.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I done caught the dude, man, trying to break in my van and run out on him.
Mm. Yeah. Man. Oh, yeah, the videos. You got videos of that. Niggas in his drawers.
See him on the
ring camera? Niggas in his drawers.
No, I hear my alarm, and like where my van parked, I'm like right inside right there. So I'm already know I was waiting for him.
I forgot about that.
I was waiting for him to come back. So, yeah, after that night, he ain't coming back. That's for sure. Let me taste this, Tony. What you got?
Get him back on here real quick. Let me try to move that back. Yeah, because it like shifted. There we go. Yeah. That's crazy. So that's another aspect of it. You got to make sure you park your car where your van where it's supposed to be at. That way you don't get that shit stolen.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. Running a business as a owner operator, like, what is, like, do you come across some days where you be like, fuck, I need to get somebody to help me with this? Like,
most definitely.
Like, how do those days feel when you don't want to go to work? Like, especially washing cars or detailing cars.
I mean, the only way that I won't make it to a car is if I just working on a car and I just really don't have time for it. You know, some things happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of people are understanding as well, especially my clientele. They know my work. I say, hey, you know, I'm pretty busy today. I really can't make it to you. Can we do tomorrow? As far as like regular wash, or you know, I'll even send deposits back if I can't get to it.
Do you like inconvenience? Like, okay, you pay me, so I'm gonna just give you a discount on this, or do this right here, or do you do the special incentives for people like that? Like, you can't get to.
Yeah.
Right. You just send a deposit back.
No, it's either or. You know what I mean? It's just all up to the person and if they have the time tomorrow. If not, you know what I mean? But I don't really have clients that'll be like, oh, I want my deposit back. Like,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody love high quality, man. They gonna wait till tomorrow.
For sure.
You know what I mean? If I can't get to it.
I'll
do something special for them. Mm-hmm. I always throw extra something in for them. You know,
like,
what I mean?
Wherever you at, I'm gonna come pull up to
a little
you.
Extra work. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, hit it with the steam today, or I might even put some wax on your car or something like that. Like, I always make my customers happy for sure.
Dope. How do you explain some of the benefits of some of that stuff though too? Like, a lot of people like me, like, I didn't know that you can do the clay bar for the rain season or whatever.
Yeah, see,
do you explain that to people?
So clay bar is actually like a bar, like Play-Doh. It's almost like a ball of Play-Doh, like clay. It's really clay. So what you do is you want, after you wash the car, what you do is I foam the car back up, and it's just a ball of clay. And you really have to rub it on every inch of the paint, you know? Sometimes I got to foam the car up twice. Mm. So what the clay bar does, it takes the embedded particles that's stuck into the paint that the regular wash can't get out, you know, just from like iron in the air,
you know,
stuff like, because I do an iron removal as well.
Jeez.
You get to the motherfucking nitty-gritty.
So sometimes if you feel your paint and it can be, it feels rough, like sandpaper.
Like gritty,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And you just feel the little rocks or whatever in it. You know, that clay bar is going to remove it. And also, it's going to make it back smooth again, which gives it that flat surface,
that naked surface.
Then you apply the wax.
Oh, okay. So it's two steps. That's how you know I don't know.
Right.
Wow. That's how you know I don't know, goddamn.
You got to wash the car, clay bar the paint.
Mm-hmm. Wash it again.
But you foam it up again, and then you apply the wax or the ceramic coating. You know, if you got to polish it out.
It's like a spray.
The wax? Mm-hmm. Nah, it's I use like paste wax. It's paste, like some come like actual block, or it's like you know, like how like lotion or something is mm-hmm. like that.
Wipe it on there.
Yeah.
I need to figure that. I'm glad. When I booked you or whatever for the washes,
uh-huh.
or however the situation is, I don't really be paying attention because that's not my thing.
Yeah.
But hearing this, like, damn, I should just get the goddamn clay bar.
That's my job. That's me being the specialty. You know what I'm saying? I have to educate you.
Yeah.
On what I'm doing to your car, what your car may need. You know. So some people might not always know, but that clay bar is definitely much needed on people's car for sure.
Especially when people just got like their car painted or it's a fresh little. Then you just tell me, gotta get that.
More than likely, like, if a car is like, you always got a clay bar. Even if the car is like freshly painted,
mm-hmm.
You always gotta run that clay bar over, especially if it's been sitting outside, you know, something like that. Definitely.
How often would you recommend, like, the clay bar?
I would say, like, every 3 to 4 months.
So, like, quarterly?
Right. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
About every 3 months. You know, that's because you wanna keep the. You want to keep that protectant on your paint, that wax on your paint. You know, it's like lotion. You know what I'm saying? When
you ashy, you got to put some lotion on.
You know what I mean? You see people, they paint drying out, they clear coat drying out, you know?
Hell yeah. Man, I'm getting more than what I thought I was going to get, to be honest with you. I literally was like, nigga, you got to come on the show. Let's get it. Tuesday, let's go. I'm getting more than what I thought. Because I literally used to just wash my car. Like, not understanding, like, certain... I mean, when you go to school for it and when you do certain things for it, you understand it more. So.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Especially with, like, polishing, too. You know what I mean? Get the swirls out your car. You know, you want to get that fresh gloss in your paint, you know?
Okay.
No swirls in there.
Do you... I'm going to get in your business. Do the girls...
They like it.
Do they be trying to pay you with different means of payment, or do they?
I ain't had nothing like all the way like that.
That crazy.
But trust me, I have gotten messages like that.
Really?
Yeah, man, I done got messages like that.
What?
Like,
not for no wash.
Yes.
I just thought they was going, you look good, because women like men working with their hands or whatever, but they over there trying to give you something.
I get the flirting for sure, but I get like I done had somebody say, do you give discounts for pretty women or something like that?
Hell nah.
I'm like, that's a bar right there. I'm
going to
have to use that one.
I'm like, your looks don't pay my bills, baby. I'm sorry.
Ooh, that love ain't never pay my bills. This is what I'm talking about. Hey, that nigga good to death. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not for the wash, though. Damn.
Yeah, we're not doing
like,
that.
Like, you're not even that cute.
Right. Yeah.
So if Laura London... Lauren London hit you up for a car wash and was like, hey.
You said if Lauren?
You said Lauren, right?
No, not Lauren.
You talking about what's her name? What they call her on ATL? Nunu? If Nunu hit me.
it'll be all respect because Nip, you know, I love Nip.
You'll turn it down?
I can't do that. You'll turn it down
like, ah.
Turn down the wash?
No, I'll do it, but I ain't about to. She's gonna pay. Everybody gonna pay. Anybody like that, they
respect.
Gonna...
Respect. I just be on a lot of situations. Like some women, they do be trying to pay with other means of payment. So, especially when you're doing it, like you pulling up to their house and certain stuff like that. You just, that just shows me that you just keep it professional.
Yeah,
like,
you know, they try to, like,
I want to keep this going. I don't got time for that other shit. So respect.
Nah, of course, having you go to, like, give them back their keys and get your payment, they open the door up in a little robe or something.
You done? They done it before?
No, I'm just messing with you.
Oh, nigga.
Let me become
Nah, hell nah. Nah.
I done have something like that.
I done dealt with a lot of shit, too. You got to turn it down because if you not... If you do that, then the payment stopped, and now you're just getting what you can get from anybody.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, don't mix business with pleasure.
Now, I'll be lying if I say I ain't never done it before. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You happy now you lost me?
No.
You done it before?
In the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What? Was she bad, though?
Of course, man.
You know, okay, hey, yeah.
That's just for a car wash, that's just crazy.
Well, you know, once you get the honey, ain't no more money. You know,
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I got honey and some money. No, I'm just messing with
you.
Dang,
you got the honey and the money.
Honey and some money.
Yeah. Yeah, I fuck with that. I had to ask that question because...
No, but my clientele is like 90% women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 90% women. I got like a few male clients, quite a few male clients that have been with me since day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like right now, I'm looking forward to getting male clients, more male clients too. That's why I'm looking to get into like the lowriders. I already do a lot of bikes. I do Harleys too.
Oh, you got to do mine.
Oh, yeah, I do Harleys. I started with Harleys. Yeah, I do boats.
I like
boats,
like the
RVs. I do it all.
That's a lot
sure.
of like work. A boat?
Yeah, I do. But I lucky started doing a boat. Like
really?
Damn near my first post on my Instagram. Was a boat. Yeah. And that's just, I lucky started with the Harleys too. That's what my boy used to pay me $40.
Okay, so I got questions. I got questions. Because Harleys, they more temperamental when it comes to washing them, when it comes to electrical shit and stuff like that. What is it? How is that process like?
I mean, well, you know, Harley, they make their bikes to where they can get a little wet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The bikes can get. What I do cover, basically the intake valve. You know what I mean? I carry the air intake valve. I cover.
You take
it
the seat off and stuff like that?
No, I just cover it with a bag. I just put like a little bag over it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, I take the bags off as far as, like, the saddle bags.
Yeah.
So I'm put it on a bike stand, like, it on the bike stand to where I can just really rotate the wheels, get inside there. So
you got a bike stand, or?
No, I don't have one. I don't have one right now. But, yeah, a lot of the time, people that have a bike, they already have one.
Shit.
Or,
not everybody.
Or I'll just roll it.
Not everybody.
Or even if they don't, I really don't need one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I could always just roll the bike up a little bit and do the other inside the wheel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'll do it the same way I do a car or anything else. You know what I mean? I hit it with a degreaser inside the rims like that, foam it up, rinse it off.
Yeah, that's what I'm
blow and dry it. Hit it with the blow dryer, you know, with a leaf blower, you know, because you got to get all the water out the cracks and crevices. You know, you can't be having somebody drive off in their car or something. You got water coming out the mirrors and stuff like
that. Yeah, that's my only thing about getting the Harley wash. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's certain shit that I'd be like, the as soon as you wet the electrical shit, it's over. Mm-hmm. It's done.
Nah, you don't do the fool with it, you know, with the water on the bikes.
I seen somebody wash their car, take the seat off, and they, like, taped off certain stuff, and then they detailed it. And
yeah, especially like these new like luxury cars where everything is just, you know, screens and stuff like that, to where you don't like, even with my Steamer, you know, I don't really like, you know, get all in it by the electrical with the water like that, because you don't want to mess up nobody's car.
For sure.
Yeah, you can't do that.
In 8 years, you ain't made a mistake. You know what you're doing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. I done make mistakes on my own cars. You know what I mean? So in the beginning, I'll learn on my own car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I won't make the mistake in nobody else's car. I mean, I wouldn't say like I've had people like even try to blame stuff on me.
They have?
Yeah, for sure. Like try to say I did something. I was like, man, like, look at that. Like, you know,
there's no way in hell I could have touched your tires.
Like, all I've been using is water. Unless water and soap and a towel put scratches on your car, like, come on, I ain't do that. But I always do, like, a walk around with people's cards who, you know, I always show people that's important. Yeah, I always do walk around.
That's what an upsell come in at too. Mm-hmm. You can make sure that you.
That's what an upsell come in.
Hey, you know, I see this, I see that. I don't want you to say I did that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
For sure.
8 years, bro.
Almost.
8 years. Tony sober over here. Tony sober. That's dope, man. This is the reason why I asked you to come on, man, and get into the business aspect of like how you started, what made you start, and what would you recommend other people, and why would you recommend other people to start like mobile detailing company?
So the reason why I started just the love for the cars,
right,
and to be able to own my business and finally find something that I'm great at,
right,
and to master my craft,
right.
Like I said, then I would train people. But anybody else, like I do get people while I watch their cars that they'll ask me, hey, I'm looking to start this, and I'll give them information. Mm-hmm. You know, information is key. I'm never like no hater or nothing like that. I tell people where to supply, what supplies to go, you know, anything like where to get their business cards made, stuff like that. So even just like my content creator that I have that started my website. You know, I could
refer people. So you do have some people working for you.
Well, she helped me out. She don't like, as far as you, I'm thinking you talking about like in the field.
That's back end. That's administration.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Making sure the content is going, because that's most important, especially if you promoting on Instagram and all the rest of those platforms. Yeah. TikTok is big on that. Like you gotta.
Social network is the new wave. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But when I first started, I didn't know nothing as far as like. The tax, you know what I'm saying, as far as getting your license and getting a bank, a business account, mm-hmm. and paying your taxes, getting an LLC, and, you know, I didn't have nobody teach me none of that, you know what I mean? So I had to figure all that
jumped
out
in head first.
On my own, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And just, yeah.
That's dope. Hell yeah, man.
Put blood, sweat, and tears into it, for sure.
That's dope.
Guaranteed.
And we got...
it's yours, so you're going to go hard because it's your business.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So once I get my shop, and then a fleet of vans, mm-hmm. you know.
That's what's up.
And then the boss might show up to work one day.
Come on, y'all see Anthony? That nigga ain't even here, but he ain't even get 2 weeks, man.
Set it up to where you don't have to be in the field.
That nigga called me. He was in Barbados.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it, because you will always be in control of your income. And you can move anywhere in the world and do mobile detailing.
Work.
You can move your business anywhere in the world. Anywhere it's a car. Anywhere it's a car, you can always take a mobile detail.
Well, Catalina Island, they got fucking go-karts. So.
You're watching go-karts.
You're going to go watch go-karts, goddamn.
Hey, man, I watch cars too, man.
Go-karts.
I watch cars too.
Go-karting. Hey,
if it need to be clean, AD going to clean.
Transportation, basically.
Transportation.
Anything that's transportation.
Throw some play on it.
Mm-hmm. Some scooters and all that.
Yeah, everything.
They go big with the scooters in Africa and shit.
You talking about moving?
Nah, for real. Shit. All right, man. Shit, man. You know we here. We here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Take another shot. And we get up out of here. But look, tell the people where to find you at, because we definitely got to promote your brand and make sure that everybody know what's up.
Yeah, most definitely. You can find me at High Quality Detailing. That's High Period Quality Detailing on Instagram. You can call me or text me 562-552-6837. Basically, yeah, that's where you can find me.
Everybody know where to find us at openbarpodcast_. Yeah. Openbarpodcast.com. You know what I'm saying? Follow Tony.
Drinks by Tony.
We finna get Tony cracking, man. She keep on playing every week. Shout out to Tony though, man. Come with the motherfucking drinks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Open bar.
Thank you for pulling up, buddy.
Oh, most definitely.
Because you was like, man, I don't know. Man, come on, man. This is good.
You know,
I'm going
to come support, bro. We support each other and everything
of course.
We do.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
I lied about my shot.
Let's take this shot, though.
Yeah. The romance is real.
Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it, Andy.
All right. I'm never above you. I'm never below you, but I'm always right beside you.
That part.
That's right. Cheers.
Conversation never on the block.
Meet me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
The bars.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.